Reclaiming Your Power, James Van Praagh. This exercise today is helping you to be mindful and aware of where you've left your power and to receive it back, to reclaim your power. So together, we will go on a little journey, a mind journey, with the intention that you will bring back into your awareness of being, the fullness of your being, all that power, that energy, which you have left far, far away from yourself, and bring it back to the core of your being. So find yourself in a very comfortable place to receive this work, whether it's lying down on the ground or sitting in a chair, some place you will not be disturbed, you will not be interrupted, for this is your time. We're setting up the intention for you. So make sure that this is your time. No outside disturbances. Good. And I'd just like you now to close your eyes and just listen to me talk to you about the sense of power, of what power is, of where we leave power. Power really is ultimately the ability for each one of us to create a desired result. It is the ability to attract and create into our lives circumstances that lead to our gain in one way or another. There's a strong sense of self, some identity with power. We become even more powerful each time we use our power responsibly to create that what we want, and we will have it so. It is having control of our situations, having control, if you will, of your life, taking full responsibility of the choices that you make and living with the circumstances that are created by your choices. So now I would like you to close your eyes and go deep down with the sound of my voice and the music behind, and just bringing ourselves to a space of relaxation, of oneness. Closing your eyes and connecting with the breath, this beautiful, lovely sense of wind, breath. It's all around us. Just bring in that breath now through the nostrils and inhale deeply into your abdomen, feeling, smelling the breath. Perhaps you can imagine a flower underneath your nostrils and smell every part of that flower that you can, describing it, the characteristics of it, the color, the perfume. Bring it deep down into the body, into the abdomen. And exhale out of your mouth. Letting go, letting go, letting go, just releasing, letting it go, and just keeping the same rhythm of the inhalation and the exhalation. And just as if you were lying on the beach and the water comes in and then goes out, just like the tides, the waves of energy in and out, with each breath going deeper and deeper, with each inhalation, each breath, each inhalation, each breath, going personally to your own sense of timing. That's fine, just bringing balance. We souls have taken on this human clothing, and part of bringing in that human clothing is to be secure within ourselves, to be right. Now I say to you, it's not always about being right. It's just a matter sometimes of just being. It is so, so common for spiritually aware, sensitive people to give away their power without even knowing it. They are aware that perhaps their actions take a bigger step with someone. They don't want to hurt others. They want to heal others. Us sensitive beings tend to give away our power, finding it much easier than keeping it for ourselves. By keeping it for ourselves, we might feel a sense of arrogance or ego. It's not that at all. It's really protecting ourselves. So just as you listen now, and you continue to breathe rhythmically, just want you to be mindful and observe the words that I say. The words that I say, that's all. Don't put any charge, emotional charge into them. Just listen to these words. They may activate, they may open up certain areas of the mind, certain memories that you have, of experiences perhaps that you had in this lifetime or even other lifetimes. So I'm just going to gently read aloud to you these words, these insights. So if they do apply to you, you can be aware of what's going on. We become aware that we give our power away, sometimes without knowing it, because outside circumstances eventually come to us and hold claim to us, hold us back, become rulers of our realities. So here I will present to you different scenarios where you have given your power away, maybe. The human world is made up of the world of addiction. Addiction to anything: food, shopping, technology, drugs, TV, sex, pets, people, and so on. We give away a sense of our power to that external thing. We allow it to control our behavior over and over again, with the underlying belief is that we cannot be happy by ourselves, to be free without that addiction, that thing. So we keep going back for it over and over again for a fix. So we go back with that circle over and over again, over and over again. Just want you to see now into your own life, be observant of any addictions which you use that you feel fills a void in your life that you do no longer need. What addictions you have in your life? They're taking up room in your sensitive self that you no longer need. Again, not judging it, just being observant of it. Good. Take a deep breath. And later we'll be able to release them. Now it's just the observation to be aware of the types of ways you've given away your power. Do you find yourself in the same different types of scenarios of relationships, whether it's with the same person or different people? Do you find yourself stuck in a repetitive behavioral pattern over and over again, giving away your power to your partner, finding it much, much easier to give yourself your power away than taking power for yourself? Just look and see, be observant of how often you give your power away to partners, people in your life that are significant. The pattern usually shows up as whether it's blame or resentment or overdependence. And then we'll find that if we stay within that cycle, it repeats over and over again. The same arguments come up over and over again. Underlying this cycle is a belief that I need someone else to give me love, to fulfill me. I need someone else to give me love, to fulfill me. So just see in your own mind, be observant of if that fits in your life, of where it is. And take a deep breath. And exhale. Lighter and more peaceful. These are just observations, just awareness. That's all it is. The first step to healing is awareness. The next I want to ask you, next question. Perhaps there is a pain in the body, you have an ongoing pain or illness or dis-ease in the body. If we have this continued sense of dis-ease, pain, illness, it could be a pure sign that we're out of balance, that we are giving away our power to heal ourselves away, that we are not really using the power to heal ourselves, but giving it away. We all have the power within us to create good health and balance and ease. But when we develop physical disease, imbalances in the body, we are sending ourselves a very important thought that we don't need to be in balance. We don't need our life force. But we do need our life force. We need it to heal ourselves, to bring ourselves into a state of balance and disease and harmony. Healer, heal thyself. One of the hardest things for us to do as healers is to heal ourselves. We want to give away that power, give away that life force so much. We feel that that is the way we have to do it. What underlies that? Can you look back now in your life, all the experiences in your life, from your childhood to present day? What underlies that sense of giving away your power to heal another, but yet not loving yourself enough or believing yourself enough to heal yourself? Another experience that we have often is a sense of mood swings, going back and forth to being very happy or depressed. When we have these intense mood swings, it can also mean that we are not in control of our own lives. We don't feel like we can change our status or create what we want. So we, if you will, opt out of life in some degree. Then what proceeds is depression, or a feeling you cannot control, such as grief or anger. In effect, a depressed person is suppressing their power and controlling what they can control, which is feeling nothing, because they don't want to feel something. So see if that's another way you give away your power so you don't have to feel. It is once you recognize these signs and you're willing to reclaim your power, it can shift. It can shift within you in the inner self and the outer reality very, very quickly. So, above your mind, above your head right now, as you lie there with your eyes closed, being aware of all these things, going back to the first, I'd like you to now envision a window of the mind, a screen right before you, and slowly on that screen, from childhood, go back to your childhood, a time in childhood, maybe age 2, and I slowly want your mind, just let your soul do the work, slowly bring on that screen, situations, scenarios, where you gave away your power. And as soon as you see that, you can use the words, I release and I reclaim. So see the situation where you gave away your power, with people, scenarios. As you see it, say, I release and I reclaim. I release and I reclaim. Even areas that you didn't expect, you gave away your power. I release, I reclaim. Slowly bring yourself up through childhood, those various scenarios, the people who've taken from you. I release that energy from my space, and now I reclaim that power. Teenage years, those significant times in your life experience where you gave away your power, even unconsciously, unknowingly, you gave it away. Let each situation come to the screen of your mind. I release, I reclaim. I release, I reclaim. Now to your 20s, young adulthood, be mindful of where you gave your power away. And you do this slowly. Of course, you can stop this and sit with it by yourself for 5 or 10 minutes and go through each experience as it comes to the screen of your mind. I release, I reclaim each one, and then start up again. So slowly continue to do this, being aware. Let your soul just bring you. Don't have to think about it. Let your soul just gently guide you. Let those visions come to you. Let those scenes come to the mind. Those memories, if you will, those experiences, even those that you have a sense of energy, of anger or resentment or regret or grief. to see where you gave your power away or addictions. I release, I reclaim. Good. And continue to do this to the present day, all the way to now. You are a beautiful child of the universe. You are a unique soul, and you are here for a very specific reason. You have taken on the cloak of sensitivity that you will feel energy. But what do you do with the energy once you feel it? You got to take it within, be in control and be in charge of your own energy, your sensitivity, the field around you. You cannot give away your power, but bring in your power. It makes you stronger. Your sensitivity will make you stronger. Good. And now I'd like for you to envision, right now, right in front of you, a guide, a healing guide, who comes so close to you now. Whether you see them or feel the energy they come with, it doesn't matter. Just know that you're bringing in, inviting a healing guide with you. And as this healing guide comes into your space, they present to you now a spirit cloak for you to wrap around you. A spirit cloak for you to wrap around you now. This spirit cloak has beautiful colors that represent your own soul's colors, your light. And within that cloak, as you put it on, this healing guide puts it on around you, you regain all that power, reclaiming all your power. Feel how more in charge you are, more aware. I am in charge of my own destiny. I realize that all these situations I go through in my life are purely and merely soul lessons for me to learn and expand. I shall heal, I shall be as sensitive, I shall be open, but I won't let it rule my life. I am in control. I can observe, but not engage. Remember, you can observe, but not engage. You are in charge. You are responsible. And so it is. Blessings.